In many ways, going to church on Sunday mornings is like an airplane ride. A few months ago, I traveled by air to Chicago. All the passengers settled in for the trip, and then the voice of a stewardess came over the intercom, asking that we pay careful attention. She told us about the use of the oxygen masks in the event the cabin pressure suddenly changed. She pointed to the emergency exit doors and explained the workings of the seat belt. She even said that our seat cushion could double as a flotation device in the unlikely event of a water landing. But most of the passengers were not paying attention. Some were knitting, reading, chatting, everything but listening to the stewardess. As I sat there, noting the response of the people and my own lackadaisical attitude, I thought back to another airplane trip I had taken last year from Bogota, Colombia, in South America, over the high, rugged peaks of the Andes Mountains to Loma Linda, the Wycliffe jungle base. The airplane we used was built in the 1930s and was not equipped with an automatic oxygen system for the high altitude, so all of us on board were instructed in the use of the emergency oxygen, the system that kept us alive. We hung on every word. I not only listened and paid attention, I asked questions to make sure I had it right. Now think about that in relation to your own attitude at church. You've heard it all before. The hymns are some you've sung 100 times. The sermon is on a familiar topic. So your mind drifts, and you don't really listen to the vital information passed along by the pastor. But it doesn't have to be that way. Ask the Lord to give you the same hunger God's people had in the early days of the church when they gathered to hear the Word of God and hung on every word. One way I've found to help me soak up a sermon is to take notes and then discuss the message on the way home. Ask God to give you the spirit of our ancestors in the faith who devoted themselves to the teachings of the apostles. Be one who truly hears the Word of God.